السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، الله سبحانه وتعالى has blessed us with many favors, many bounties, in fact, uncountable favors, uncountable bounties. But out of all the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we were to put all of them on one side, and the one favor of Iman on the other side, then that one favor of Iman would be more weightier, more valuable than all the other favors. And there is no question about it. In fact, there is no comparison. Why? Because all of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, other than Iman, and here we are talking about worldly favors, every deeni favor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the tawfiq to do an amal, that is in fact part of your Iman, that is strengthening your Iman, so that is connected to Iman. But worldly favors, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you every single worldly favor, you are top of the rich list. In any aspect of your life, there is no comparison. And in reality, no one has total happiness in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't designed the world like that. Maybe from the outside, we look at someone and we think, look at how much wealth he has. Look at, you know, his family, he's so set in everything. He must be totally happy. But the world is not designed like that. Whenever you go into someone's life, you will always find that there is something that they are unhappy about. And if there's something they're not unhappy about at the moment, definitely in the future something will come regarding which they will feel grief, they will feel unhappiness, they will feel sadness, they will become upset. But even if, for the sake of imagination, hypothetically speaking, someone was to gain every single bounty there is to gain in this world, absolute perfect life, that is nothing compared to Iman. Because that perfect life will end one day, it is temporary. And as a result of Iman, a person will gain perfect life in the hereafter, an everlasting perfect life. If he has been a disobedient servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he may have to go in Jahannam for a certain period of time. But eventually he will enter Jannah, where there is nothing but perfect life. There is nothing but happiness. And we just said right now that a person, he has perfect life in this world, but that will be temporary. And the perfect life in the hereafter will be everlasting. The other reality is, compared to the perfect life of the hereafter, if a person was even to gain perfect life in this world, when he would see the perfect life of the hereafter, he would think that perfect life in this world is nothing. It was a life full of difficulty. It was a life full of dissatisfaction, of hopes unfulfilled. So my topic which I wish to go on to is something else. But the first thing let us understand today is that if I have Iman, I should never ever look at someone who has some worldly bounty and feel jealous, feel deprived. Alhamdulillah, all of us, we have a roof over our head. Every day we don't have this worry in the morning that what am I going to eat today. We don't have the, in general, Alhamdulillah, we don't have this worry that will I come to harm today? You know, I live in a very dangerous place. There's a lot of crime. But let's say someone's life was to be like this. They wake up in the morning, there is no roof over their head. They don't know if any food will come in front of them today. And they don't know if they will reach the evening safe. Even then, if such a person had Iman, he should never ever feel deprived. He should never ever feel deprived. That person who has Iman, he has a ticket that is going to grant him, if not sooner than later, everlasting happiness, a perfect life. And the next thing we must understand, which is what I wish to discuss today, is that this Iman needs protection. It needs protection. We must never ever assume that, Alhamdulillah, I have Iman, so I will definitely leave this world with Iman. That's a very dangerous assumption. Because once that assumption comes into our head, we don't worry about protecting that iman. If someone has a very valuable worldly asset, a diamond, something else, but this thought comes in his head that, you know what, for whatever reason, it's a foolish thought that, you know, it's no one's going to touch it. Maybe he thinks that no one knows I have it. So the thought is in his heart and mind, is in his heart and mind that, you know what, no one's going to bother coming after this. If that thought is in his heart and mind, he won't bother protecting it. And then every person will say that, you know what, this asset of his is in danger. So in the same way, if our attitude becomes that, no, I cannot lose my iman. And sometimes even when we hear incidents, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of our iman. But even when we hear incidents of someone has lost their iman, then we think, you know what, he was very far off track and he lived in a totally different mahol. I live in a mahol where there is masajid around, where there are ulama around, where so many dini minded people are. I cannot lose my iman. My brothers, that's a very dangerous assumption. Just recently, I was listening to a short clip of Hazrat Mufti Taqi Uthmani Hafidhahullah, where he was emphasizing this point, and by way of example, he said that I know about a graduate of Darul Uloom Deoband, an alim, and a graduate of not any Darul Uloom, a graduate of Darul Uloom Deoband who has lost his iman. So the purpose of this is not scaring anyone. The purpose of this is that we should have this worry. We should have this worry. So today I wish to mention a few very simple points that if a person holds fast to, then inshallah, they will serve to protect his iman. He will be able to take his iman away with him. The first and the most important and the fundamental point is that he worries about staying away from the disobedience of Allah. That is the fundamental point. He worries about staying away from the disobedience of Allah. Because every single time a person disobeys Allah, that weakens his iman. The ulama, they say that the ulama of the past, from a very long time ago, they said this statement that the disobedience of Allah is a signpost to kufr. What does that mean? If I am traveling from here to on the motorway to Leicester, to London, then every so often there will be a signpost. There will be a sign that will be saying that so many miles, this is, or you are on the path to London, you are on the path to Leicester. And the closer I get, the more often these signposts will come. Initially, in the first hour of the journey, maybe there was 2 signposts. In the second hour, there will be 5. You're getting closer. And it will also tell you that here you need to take a left turn and here you need to take a right turn. So similarly, every single disobedience of Allah is a step towards the border of iman. So it's a signpost that you have just taken. Whenever a person disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a signpost saying you have just taken one step towards the border of iman. And if a person doesn't repent, he doesn't go backwards. So that is the first thing that we must hold fast to, as far as possible, whenever we try to stay away from the disobedience of Allah, never think about the sin that, you know what, it doesn't matter. No, every sin, whether it seems big or small to us, think, you know, I need to try and stay away from it. And if we slip, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. I always say this, that look, in reality, it's possible to stay away from every sin. The reason it's possible is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not tell us to stay away from something which is impossible to stay away from. So in reality, it's possible to stay away from every sin. But sometimes we feel regarding certain sins that, oh, maybe in our time or in the household I live in, it's not possible to stay away from it. But no one can say that it's impossible to repent after sinning. What effort is there required in repenting? All the effort is required is a person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he feels remorseful and he says, oh Allah, I make an intention, I'm not going to do it again. Whether he does it again or not is a different matter, but he makes an intention. No one can say that repenting from a sin is outside his capability. So that is the first and the fundamental point, that try to stay away from the disobedience of Allah. Where we slip, repent. Now, I will mention a few more points. And these points are very easy to act upon, but they require that we do them regularly. The next, I will mention 2 or 3 points. Make it easy. The shorter the lesson, the easier it is to remember. And these two, 3 points are very easy that not only can we do amal upon it, we can encourage others, we can encourage our children to do amal upon it, we can ingrain these habits from an early age, and inshallah, as a result, their iman will be protected as well. But they must be done regularly. The first amal is that every day in the morning and evening, a person reads Durood Sharif 10 times. In the morning and evening, read Durood Sharif 10 times. Why? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith that the person who reads Durood Sharif in the morning 10 times, Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the morning 10 times, and in the evening 10 times, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will only ever intercede for a person who has iman. Because a person who doesn't have iman, there is no option for him to enter Jannah. So there is no point interceding for him. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will only be able to intercede for someone who has iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that if you read Durood Sharif 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening, I will intercede for you. That means Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the person who makes a point of reading Durood Sharif 10 times in the morning and evening, he will die with iman. And in the UK, where the timetable is always changing, sometimes evening is at this time, at that time. If a person can't remember morning or evening, then think before when I wake up and when I go to sleep. Same thing, then he will have achieved 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening. That is one very easy amal. Another very easy amal. Give charity regularly. Give charity regularly. Other than your zakat, give charity regularly. Fix every so often I will give charity. Fix an amount, ideally every day, if not every week. And we're not talking about charity in a large amount. Every day, every week charity could be £1 a week. Could be £1 a week. And nowadays it's so easy. If you're someone who forgets, someone like me, then you just set up a standing order to a charity. That every week or every few days, £1 will go. And the more you can, the better. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, that إِنَّ الصَّدَقَةَ تُطْفِعُ غَضَبَ الرَّبْ وَتَدْفَعُ مِيْتَةَ السُّوءِ. That charity, it cools the anger of the Rabb, it cools the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does that mean? That when a person sins, he should also give charity. When a person sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes displeased. When he gives charity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger cools. And if he does it quickly, then inshallah, no punishment will come in this world or the hereafter. Because the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have cooled before he is punished. And the second thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, sadaqah, charity, it cools the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it prevents an unpleasant death. A bad death. A death without iman is the worst death. So definitely, if sadaqah prevents an unpleasant death, then it will definitely prevent a death without iman. So these are two very easy points. And I will end there because we have mentioned 3 points, alhamdulillah. The first one, that stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wherever you sleep, then do tawbah. The second point, in the morning and evening. And if you don't remember morning and evening, then when you wake up, when you go to sleep, 10 times Durood Sharif. And the third one, make a point of giving charity with regularity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon this. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله. اللهم
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah wahda, wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da, amma ba'd, faqad qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat, وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وقال تعالى: إن الذين كفروا بعد إيمانهم ثم ازدادوا كفرا لن تقبل توبتهم وأولئك هم الضالون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الصدقة لتطفئ غضب الرب وتدفئ ميتة السوء. أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته ورضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين وعن سائر الصحابة فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابي كالنجوم بأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم من أحييته منا فأحييه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أقيموا صفوفكم وتراسوا سفدوا السرمالي straighten the rows please ensure your heels at the base of the yellow line on the musalla stand shoulder to shoulder do not leave any gaps fill in the stuff in front of you الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سميع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سميع الله لمن حمده
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.